Hello everybody, this is your girl Shawana, here doing another podcast. I hope everyone's having a happy Saturday, a good evening, a good night. I know it's been a little while, but like I said, with this new job I've been working, been a little sick, been in a car wreck and all that good stuff, but thank God I'm still here and I'm able to still be able to talk and say whatever I can to help anybody. We got 3 days left in this year. Wow, that is something that I thank God that I made it from January to December, because a lot of us didn't make it. And hopefully and praying that I make it to see the next year, that I make it to see through these next 3 days. So that's what I want to talk about, a new reality. Like I said, we got 3 more days before it's 2020. We won't see 2019 again. And I know a lot of people are talking about resolutions, trying to make resolutions for the new year. I really don't do resolutions because, you know, you say some things and you can't stick to them. I know a lot of people make resolutions saying they're going to lose weight for the next year. They're going to get a new job, a bigger house, a bigger car, or all those type of things. They want to be in a relationship, get a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend, get married. And what does it take when we make those resolutions? What does it take for us to stick by those resolutions? Because a lot of times we can't. So I really don't make resolutions. I just thank God for letting me make it through January to December. And I pray that He let me see another year. And I ask Him to order my steps and show me my path for the next year. What do you have in store for me? So that's what I'm saying, a new reality. And people might not understand when I say that, a new reality, because you're leaving another year and you're leaving all that you did behind in that year. The reality that you had in 2019, that's not the reality that you want to carry over to 2020. If you're saying that you want to be a better person and you're trying to do better and you're trying to have things and do stuff, so you got to have a new reality. You got to really look at yourself in the mirror, as I've said before in my other podcast, that man in the mirror. You got to take a look at yourself and want to make that change and make that new reality of yourself. And everybody's not going to like it. And everybody's not going to understand it when you do. I know I have come a long way from where I was last year to where I am this year. I've come a long way from where I was last month to this month, yesterday to today. Each day I'm changing and growing. And that's what we're trying to do. And that's what I'm speaking about when I say that new reality. You're growing, you're changing. But in order to do that, you have to want to change. You know, a lot of times we be sweeping around other people's doors, trying to tell them about what they need to do. But we got to sweep around our own doors first. We got to look at self first. You know, I had went to a service last Sunday, and they were talking about the Great Commission, the commission that God gave us to do. Our reality as Christians is that we're supposed to be out in this world helping other people and bringing people to Christ, telling and teaching others about the goodness of God and Jesus and the promise that He has made for us. That's what we as Christians are supposed to do. And as for ourselves, you know, we have that reality of what our life is supposed to be. But we don't have a life if we don't have God first in it. You know, a lot of times we want to take credit for everything. Say that I did this and I did that. You did nothing. Because nothing belongs to you. Everything on this earth belongs to God. We belong to God. And the things that we do, accomplishments that we made, we didn't do it by ourselves. He had a part in it. Because that's the path He wanted you to go down, the blessing He wanted to give you, then that's why you have it. It's nothing that you did on your own. But as I said, 2020, people make resolutions about wanting to be better. But it takes work and dedication to do that. If you're trying to be a better person and have a new reality of your life, you got to really look at that mirror at yourself and do some soul searching about yourself. And yes, you got skeletons in the closet. We all do. But you have to be able to face those skeletons and say, yeah, I did that. Don't be ashamed of it, because that makes who you are. When you say, I'm a liar, and you tell God that, God, you know I'm a liar, but I ask you to help me to stop lying. God, I am a cheater. I am cheating because that's what I want to do. And I know I sit there and pray to you all the time, tell you, stop me from doing this. Stop me from doing that. And I go right back and do it. We got to be honest with ourselves first. Then we got to be honest with God and tell him, look, and the only way for me to be able to stop all this, Lord, you got to help me. And God already know. He know all about us. He know. And what we, when we talk to him and pray about stuff, he already know what we finna say. He already know. But he just want us to come to him. And he can see how sincere we are and how sincere we're not. He can know that we're going through the motions when we say these things. And he can know if we truly want a clean heart and transform our spirit when we say we want to change. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of people saying resolutions, saying what they want to do for the next year. They want to be better. They want to lose weight. Well, in order to lose weight, you got to be dedicated and want to change your appearance. And if you want to lose weight, you don't want to do it for somebody else. You want to do it for yourself to make yourself happy. And that's a lot of times we do things for other people to try to make other people happy instead of making ourselves happy. And that's something I had to learn myself. I was living for everybody else and not living for myself. So if you're going to make a resolution, or if we're going to have a new reality for ourselves, one of the biggest things we should do is do it for ourselves. Stop living for other people and live for yourself. Have that reality for yourself. Because we came into this world by ourselves, and we're going to leave by ourselves. And all the things that we try to do to please other people, people don't care. You know, you can spend all your life trying to impress somebody and trying to love this person, and then they don't even care. They don't love you the way you love them. You know, and you done wasted your time. But see, that goes to the fact when you're trying to do something or be with somebody, you got to have God first in it. And he gonna send that person that he want you to have. And he gonna prepare you to be for that person. And that's what it is. When I'm talking about new reality, it's a whole spectrum of doing and saying about this. Because it's a life-changing thing if that's something that you want to do. I mean, 2019, I look back on it. It was a lot of things that happened. A lot of people that started off in January with me, and a lot of them not here. And I pray that I make it to see 2020, and a lot of other people make it too. But we know the reality of that, that some are not going to make it. You know, God going to call them home. And that's a reality that we have to face. A lot of times we don't want to face that. Some of us are scared of dying. Some of us are scared of living. And I know at one point I was scared of living. I shut myself down from living. But not no more. Not no more. I'm not going to continue to live in darkness and be scared to step out on faith and go for what God want me to have. Not no more. That's my new reality. My new reality for myself is going for it. It's the living the life that God want me to have and going down the path that he want me to go down. And I know it's not going to be easy, but I'm not going to stay in the box and be square no more. And you know, people not going to understand that. They're going to be thinking you acting funny or this and that. But no, I'm just doing what God tell me to do. He's showing me to be the who I'm supposed to be. And for a long time, I have not been doing that. I've not been myself. I've been doing and being for everybody else but me. But it's time to stop that. It's time. You know, I have two blessings that God has given me. And I've been in my prayer closet praying to ask him to show me which way to go on those two blessings. And my mother told me something a while back. Me and her were talking, and she's like, you know, Shawana, you love to work. You love life. You love to live and do and help people. And you've always did things. You started stuff and you finished, and then you stopped. And she said, it's time for you to get back to finishing the things that you started. So that's what I'm trying to do. I talked to a recruiter the other day about finishing getting my bachelor's in criminal justice. So I'm going to get ready to be starting online next year. That's my new reality of starting college online in March and finishing getting my criminal justice degree, getting my bachelor's. Something that I've always loved and was fascinated with, it was criminal justice. So now it's time for me to finish. You know, I fell off because I had kids. I was a single mother, went through a lot of stuff. But now it's time for me to get back and do for me. Because I have been living and doing stuff for everybody else. And I'm not complaining, because that's what you're supposed to do when you're a parent. You got to put your kids first. You know, and I did all I could do to try to take care of these boys the best way I could. And yes, I made mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes because I'm not perfect and nobody's perfect. But I thank God that I made it through, and he was there every step of the way. And he had people in my life that were support systems to help me to do what I needed to do. So now, my new reality, as I say, is going forward with my life, what to do next. Because my boys are grown now, and they're going down their own path of their reality or what they're trying to do with their lives. So I have to pick up the pieces of my life and not be a mama. I'm going to always be mama, but I don't have to take care of them as I did, because they're grown now. They have their own jobs and they're doing their own thing, taking care of themselves. So now my new reality is what's next for me, you know, and that's what I'm trying to do. Which, I'm doing a podcast. That's something that I never thought I would be doing. I'm doing a podcast, and I'm working and doing things in community that I never thought that I would do. I mean, I'm on a mission right now. I'm helping these parents to pay off all the debts for the kids in Bossier Parish Schools. Their school lunch debt. Which I know how hard it is for parents to pay for lunch, because lunch has gotten expensive now. And I know I've been working, sending letters out to people, trying to get people to help with this. And do you know, it's very hard to get people to want to help, because people don't want to help. But I'm not going to give up, because I pray to God and I know that I can succeed in doing that. So that's the reality for me of doing, is helping these ladies. I took the task of doing the middle school lunch debt, getting those debts paid off, and they're working on the elementary. And then if we can get those paid off, then we're going to start on the high school. And to my astonishment, I did not know that the middle school lunch debt was $35,000. And that's from every middle school. The cheapest debt was $12.68, and that came from Russian Middle School. Everybody else's school lunch debt is thousands and thousands of dollars. And that's because it carries over from each year. If you don't pay it this year, it's going to carry over to the next year. And they're just going to keep adding up and keep adding up. And everybody's not on free lunch. And reduced lunch is not cheap. It's just expensive as the regular lunch. And the sad part about it, when these kids have these lunch debts, they can't get a regular lunch. They only get a yogurt and a fruit. That's not enough food for a child to eat to continue for the rest of the day in the classroom. And so now I understand why teachers have all those snacks in the classroom to give to the children to keep them, to be able to make it through the day to do their work, because they got to sit in those classrooms for 90 minutes. And if you go to lunch at 10:30, and school don't get out to 3:15, and all you had was a yogurt and a fruit, you ain't gonna make it through the rest of the day. You're just not. So that's my goal. That's the goal of me and some other parents, of trying to get those school lunch debts paid off. Because it's important to help in your community, because parents need help. And like I say, I pay attention to a lot of things that goes on, and I'm looking at the news of how they're going to change the school lunch, how they're going to change food stamps. Because, you know, if your family is on food stamps, then you automatically is on free lunch. But that is about to change, because now the president's going to pass this thing where it don't matter if you on food stamps. You got to fill out an application to be on free lunch. And if you don't get approved, then that's money that your parents got to come out their pocket that they can't afford for you to eat. So it's going to be a lot of kids not eating. It's going to be a lot of kids not on free lunch. And so that's something that we're trying to help get those lunch debts paid off, to help those kids, because it's going to be a lot of kids not going to be able to eat next year. Not going to be able to be on free lunch. And so what are we going to do when that happens? So that's the new reality that I'm thinking about. I don't make resolutions. I think about what's going on in the world, and I look at myself, and I look at what's going on around me, and I try to see about what can I do to make a difference in this world or to help somebody. It's not about me. It's not about the things that I want. No, the picture is way bigger than that. And that's something that we have to realize. It's not about us. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than us. It's not just about, oh, I want a new car next year. I want to get me a house. I want this. No, it's not all about that. That's not what it is. It's a way bigger picture than that. So I hope everyone, these 3 days, I hope that everyone makes it through these 3 days and make it see 2020. And that everyone just look in the mirror and look at yourselves and say, what is my reality? My new reality? What am I going to do in 2020 that's going to change my reality from what I did in 2019? Am I going to be a better person, or am I going to still be the same? Am I going to make a difference in the world and help people, or am I just going to be self-loathing and be selfish to myself? I mean, that's just something to think about. What's going to be different for next year? Family, friends, all that stuff. What's going to be our new reality? What are we going to do in 2020? So I hope what I've said tonight, this little snippet, can help somebody, because I'm just speaking freely. I just felt like I needed to speak freely tonight and just speak about just whatever, you know, a new reality. You know, looking at ourselves, as I said before, you got to ask God to close that hole in your soul if you're going through pain and suffering, and ask the Lord to let, and just let go and let God take control. Have that my Exodus moment. If that's what you need to have a new reality for 2020, even for these last 3 days of 2019, you could have a new reality. It's all up to you. Because we got to start with self first before we can start with anything else. So I hope everyone have a good night. And like I said, I'm excited. I have a lot of things going on and blessings going into the new year. And I just pray to the Lord that He let me see and let me do. So I'll talk to y'all later. And if I don't see nobody, I hope everyone has a happy new year, a prosperous new year, and many blessings. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.